You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Experiencing the daylight savings time blues. Even though we gained an hour, for some reason I stayed up an extra hour than my normal bedtime.
Something going on? You okay?
I don't know what was going on. My father's in town though, so I don't know if maybe that had something to do with it.
Okay. I actually recorded myself during the 1 o'clock switchover. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Time is slipping away from me. Yeah.
You sound good. You sang both parts.
That's right.
I don't even know how you did that. Saturday morning, I woke up and was a special guest on Generation Rap with the young folk. They brought a little tear to my eye with one of their questions. I was pleasantly shocked at 8 o'clock in the morning and I got forklimped.
And what was the question?
They asked me about why I do radio and it overwhelmed me with the answer.
The answer was me, right? Because of Brian?
I don't even think you came up.
I probably didn't.
That I would have picked my father up from the airport. He was starving Marvin, so I took him to get something to eat. Went to Jack Stack on the plaza. He really enjoyed the food.
It's a good spot.
Went back to the cribbo, changed clothes. He wanted to go to the casino.
Oh, he wanted to go to the boat. Okay.
I took him out there.
Did he win anything?
No, but I did.
What'd you win?
It wasn't a lot. It was like $75.
$75? I guess you're in the positive instead of the negative, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Friday. Oh, was you done? My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt. Was you?
You okay. Got it.
Friday, shout out to my dog, JT. We was at the 9 getting it in. It was a good time.
Oh, I haven't been out there yet.
Yeah. Shout out to my dog, Zoe.
My girl, great Shannon. Club. Yeah.
Saturday, we had our game, playoff game, and we were unsuccessful. We didn't win.
Oh, but, no, Brian.
Yeah, I was kind of upset about it, but it's okay. Shout out to my boys, the 3rd and 4th grade Seminoles. Y'all are the best. We're going to come back next year bigger, better, stronger. I love y'all. Shout out to the coaches that was on the squad and everybody who supported. It was a great time. I'm going to miss it.
So no Super Bowl for me to attend?
No Super Bowl. No.
Sorry.
And let's see, went to Walmart Saturday night. Oh, yesterday, the game. Oh, Lord.
Woo! Shouts out to the cardiac chiefs.
Listen, whatever blood pressure pills or heart attack pills or something, I need them at the game because I was finna pass out 4 times.
I literally shed a tear, Brian. It was so much emotion. I shed a tear, Brian. I'm not lying. It was so much. Like, my fingers were curled up. I was sitting on the edge of, because I was in my room looking at it, because my father and them was in the other room looking at something else. It was too much pressure on me.
It was a hard,
when they ran victory. That clock down,
mm-hmm.
If Bucker came up, because the last game, he missed a couple. So I was like, even though he was good yesterday, I was like, fam.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got the whole city on your back.
Well, you are definitely a member of Chiefs Kingdom because we have seen that, you know, scenario way too many times. And we cannot keep calm during those times. So, but they came out with the victory. Thank God.
Oh, my God. So, you know what that means. Another Chiefs song coming up at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Partly sunny. Right now, you're cloudy at 47. And Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
I was so sad to see this post over the weekend. Solange took to her social media accounts to announce that she and her husband, Alan Ferguson, have split after 5 years of marriage.
Oh,
She wrote this on Friday. 11 years ago, I met a phenomenal man who changed every existence of my life. Early this year, we separated and parted ways. And though it ain't nan nobody business, I find it necessary to protect the sacredness of my personal truth and to live in it fully, just as I have before and will continue to do. It is unfair to not have power of your own story as you shape and mold and rewrite it yourself. A bleep ain't perfect, but I'm leaning into the fear of the unknown, and all the glory and power I know exists within God and the universe's grace.
Sorry, Solange, you be all right. See, Beyonce's your sister.
Yeah, and that's her second husband. She was married to the baby father.
The baby father.
Shut up. Tyler Perry Studios going to be hosting the 2019 Miss Universe pageant. It'll be hosted yet again by Mr. Steve Harvey.
Period.
I thought you was finna say somebody else.
Who?
45?
He doesn't own it anymore.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to air live on December 8th, 7 o'clock on Fox. And will simulcast live in Spanish on Telemundo.
Wow. Studio doing big things.
No doubt. Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from... Is it?
Full House.
She has broken tradition with the other folks that's caught up in this scandal. All the rest of them said, look, we're guilty. We'll throw ourselves on the mercy of the court. Please don't send me to jail too long. But her and her husband, Massimo, they pled not guilty to the new charges that they got.
Not guilty. Y'all got to feel me. Oh, okay. Oh, so you want to go this route? Okay.
The pair are facing 40-plus years behind bars, fam. They're going to throw the book at them.
Oh, Lord. All right, Aunt Becky, you're going to be Grandma Becky in prison. You keep on.
They were accused of conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud, and 11 other bribery charges. Child.
Good luck.
You better throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Tell them, look, I'm a first-time offender. Right. I really didn't know what I was doing. I'm ignorant of the law. Something.
It's probably too late for all that now.
It is, because they tried to, you know, play hard rock. You don't, right. You can't play hard rock, Charlie, when you in the complete wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm paying child support for a child that lives with me. And when I try to go get some assistance into what I could do, everybody wants tens of thousands of dollars. But when a woman gets their kids, or a man, get their kids snatched from them for social services, they get them back and ain't got to pay a red cent. I'm pissed off about that.
Well, brother, you need to practice abstinence.
I keep the lotion by the bed.
That's TMI, brother. Oh, my God. Who is this?
It's DJ.
All right, bro. Have a good day.
Now, in a circular motion like this.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Friday evening, Lincoln Prep honored Israel Gentry, one of their own, who was injured in a car crash. 38-10 win over East, which they dedicated to him.
Yes.
As he's still in the hospital. Signs, flowers, moment of silence. All for that young man. Still praying.
Yes, we are. And I am just extremely proud and happy that Lincoln Prep is doing so well. Because we've had a tough time in the Interscholastic League with football, probably in the past 25 years or so. It's been a rough road, and they're doing so well. Shout out to the coaching staff and all the kids there at Lincoln Prep.
That's right. Sunday at Arrowhead, great game.
Woo!
Battle of epic proportions. I saw a lot of purple in the crowd.
Man, listen, the atmosphere yesterday, Shay, I had never seen anything like that in my life, to where an opposing team came in the Arrowhead Stadium and filled up 35-40% of the stands. I'm not sure how it looked on TV.
Oh, it looked crazy.
But it was, they represented, and the Chiefs got it started early with Tyreek Hill.
Another fake, Moore all day. Gonna let it fly, going for Tyreek Hill. He's got it! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Oh, man, the stadium was electric when that happened, and then Damian Williams did something that only one other player in Chiefs history did.
They'll run here for a big game. Oh, look at this. Damian Williams all the way. Touchdown.
That was a 91-yard touchdown run, tying Jamal Charles for the longest run in franchise history. Woo, but Shay, it got down to the nitty-gritty with seconds left. Harrison Butker came on the field. And we all almost had a heart attack.
Harrison Butker trying to be the hero. Game over.
Game blouses. Chiefs move on to 6-3. Still first place at AFC West. New England lost last night.
Yes.
Which is great news for us to get a crack at that one seed when the playoffs come around.
They lost to Baltimore, and didn't we beat them?
Yes, we beat Baltimore.
So
yes,
is this premonition about what could be later on?
Possibly. If the Chiefs come with their A game like they did yesterday, enough can't be said about Andy Reid and the coaching job that he did yesterday. Backup quarterback Matt Moore played as well as you could think that a backup would play to the MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
It goes without saying, this time last year, old boy was teaching high school football in California.
Yes.
Hadn't played a game in 2 years.
Yep.
And is performing.
Yeah, he did well these past 2 weeks. He played awesome. Shout out to Matt Moore. All indications is that Patrick Mahomes will be back this week's for this week's game against the Titans. We go on the road to Tennessee, and they're not the best football team, but they're not the worst either. Needless to say, the Chiefs definitely have to bring their A game to win against Tennessee. We got to bring our lunch pail. It's going to be a tough one, but we should be able to get the victory.
Well, you know, as we do each and every Victory Monday, even if it's not a victory, we bring you our Chiefs song, and we're going to do that at 7-Eleven.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103.
Chiefs Kingdom. Every team needs a player. But making field goals ain't no thing. Two or three extra points. And winning the whole game. And every team needs a player that can always make them field goals good.
And he's that kind of guy. So this is what I tell my dude.
We tell him to set up the play, then we make the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet. Just kicking, just kicking, just kicking. Set up the play, and then we score the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet. Just kicking, just kicking. Just kicking.
You sounded real good. What are you, Candy?
Sure.
I gotta sing like this.
Good morning, y'all. 7-Eleven. Look for highs in the mid-50s today. Partly sunny skies. Cloudy at 47 right now in Westport.
Tomorrow, Kansas City voters be heading to the polling place to vote on the returning of MLK Jr. Boulevard to Paseo or leaving it as it is, among other issues. That's probably one of the most talked about at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Mm-hmm.
Say, honestly, I'm just over it. Like, I really am. I can do either or. I would prefer MLK Boulevard, but
it's going to cost $40,000 to change it back to Paseo if the voters decide that's what they want.
I mean, this has been a debate for about 3-4 years now. I just think that we should honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's just where I'm at with it.
One of the sad things that I saw on some of the television stations' websites and, you know, socials, people were commenting about it. And I saw more than once where people literally said, "What has Dr. King done for Kansas City?"
Wow.
More than once.
That's really sad and depressing, to be honest with you.
And they were being serious, and other people were replying saying, "Yeah, what? He ain't never even came here before." Which was untrue.
Good
but
Lord.
It's just
plain ignorance. Let's call it what it is. That's what that is.
The officials are thinking that only about 7% of voters will turn out for this election. So let's try to get out there and make your voices heard.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Partly sunny skies right now. You're cloudy at 47 at the Turner Diagonal. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Jazz saxophonist Najee is 62 today. NFL player Dez Bryant, he's 31. Is that halftop, Shorty?
Nah, you thinking about Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. Sean Rivera, member of As Yet, is 48 today.
Last night.
Damon Wembley, also known as Cool Rock Ski from the Fat Boys, is 53 today. And a mogul, Sean Diddy Combs, is the big 5-0.
Wow. Ridiculous. Happy birthday, Puffy. We love you. I'm the macaroni with the cheese.
Today also commemorates 9 years since Barack Obama was elected as the 44th president of the United States of America, also becoming the first black president to lead this country.
I will never forget the day.
I was in tears.
Magical. Historical.
I was living in Dallas at the time. We had a watch party, and you should have seen those people in there going crazy.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj dragged Wendy Williams by her lace front on Queen Radio. It was just brutal.
Three times in a row, doing a show, acting like she f***ing Stuttering John. Talk about, is it manslaughter? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does manslaughter? Does it mean that you actually killed somebody? Does it mean that you murdered? Where was you at when Kevin had his knee deep in that And it's not about you doing your job. There are people who report the news, and there are people who do it with an evil intent in their heart, viciousness. And I pray for you because I know you're hurting, and I know you must be sick and humiliated.
Wow. Wendy need to call Remy Ma after that.
But Remy and Nikki, they cool now.
Oh, they cool?
Yeah.
You was acting all tough and hardcore for you.
I read an article about that this weekend.
Well, that's good.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Dr. Dre is going to be honored ahead of the 2020 Grammys for all that he has done for the music game.
Yes.
Event's going to take place on January 22nd, 2020, and will kick off Grammy Week. And this will be the 62nd annual Grammy Awards.
Love Dr. Dre. Now, I know that the firm didn't work out, but it's all good.
That was still high quality work.
Oh, I love the firm.
I just listened to the song with Dory last week in the car. It's a good record.
I was listening to Phone Tap.
That's a good one, too. So, Kanye West fans were complaining about his Sunday service. Apparently, they added a brunch component to it, which was $55. And people took pictures of their plate. And it was two pancakes, a couple strips of bacon, and a sausage patty.
No bottomless mimosas. None of that.
None of the fly amenities that we used to at brunch. But I would assume that they wouldn't be serving champagne at the church service.
No French toast kebabs. None
kebabs.
Of that.
Kebabs.
Chef J-Wan, he made a French toast kebab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Look kind of fire. I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah. Well, I mean, what did you expect? Look who you're dealing with.
Well, they said the camp released a statement on Friday, November 1st. Lauren's Fine Catering provided brunch to Baton Rouge Sunday service to attendees.
Aunt Lucy's Fashions.
Sunday service has no affiliation with Brunchella Catering Service.
Yeah, okay.
Attendees were to be provided with a hot brunch while waiting on Kanye West to perform.
It's above me now.
The caterer company did not provide adequate food for one attendee, and a social media post went viral.
That's when the blessings come in. Blessings come in.
In other words, she did that bleep.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the race for president over the weekend.
Oh, man. That narrows it down to what, like 98 people?
One of the hotbed issues, of course, is student loan debt. There's so many people that are strapped with massive debt.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study done of 1,000 undergraduate folk and 1,000 postgraduate folk, and they were asked about their student loan debt. 89% of them say that it's a financial burden.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm part of that number.
Yeah, me too.
They went on to ask, would you be willing to serve a week in jail to absolve yourself of all of your student loan debt?
Wow.
What do you think the percentage of folks said that they would be willing to trade their freedom for a week?
95% at least.
I thought that would be the number two. It's 39%.
What?
I go do a month.
Okay, now hold your horses now. Hold on. Hmm. Prison is not for the weak. It is no joke, okay?
I'm not joking.
But I could do a week. Maybe two. Three, I don't know.
I'll be in there with four cornrows to the back.
You
gonna eat your cornbread. That's gonna, I'm tough.
You gonna have lipstick on your lips, grabbing on somebody else's pocket.
I could be putting on no lipstick. I'm going in there looking like Cleo. Or set it off.
But yeah, I mean, I understand why people would be hesitant to do that.
But listen, they must not have a lot of student loan debt.
Well,
as much
too,
as
yeah,
I've got.
Yeah, that too.
Man, that's a vacation. Isn't that what people call it anyway?
I know dudes go to jail just to get their teeth fixed. That's what Jada Kid said.
Yeah. They ain't never had health care in their life.
Yeah.
A week is nothing.
Nah, it's something, Shay. It's something. But in terms of, as it relates to the debt that we have, like, psh, okay.
Would you be willing to trade just a week of freedom?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Student loan debt is a big deal, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So many folks, including myself, strapped down with debt.
Me too.
That prevents folks from getting homes,
mm-hmm.
other loans,
mm-hmm.
providing for yourself. I was talking with my student loan people, and I'm like, look, that's too much. I can't pay y'all that. And they said, well, you know, we have a formula. I said, well, do y'all take into account that people got to drive a car, that people have to pay
rent where they
live and insurance on their vehicles and other things?
They didn't think about none of that.
So 2,000 folks were polled, and 89% of the people said that they are indeed overwhelmed mm-hmm. by their student loan debt.
Yep.
Of those polled, 39% said they would be willing to do a week in prison if their student loan debt could be erased.
Mm-hmm.
I submit I'd do a month.
I don't know about a month, but I will do definitely a week to clear my debt. That would make my life so much more happier and easier. It really would.
I have a plan. I would go inside, see the littlest person, spaz on them, and get put in a hole. And then I just sit and read books the rest of the time.
That's your plan?
Sound good to me.
Good luck. Okay.
That don't sound good?
You gonna be in a hole. You know what that means? You being in a hole? That's lockdown. That's 23 hours a day. You just sitting there with your thoughts. Not doing nothing.
A book.
I don't think you can have books in there.
Yes,
when you on lockdown.
Yes, you can.
You done did some time before?
You ain't never seen Hurricane. Denzel Washington had hella books. It's hell.
Oh God, you talking about a movie. I seen Malcolm X when he was in the hole.
He wasn't reading hella books?
No, he wasn't. He was just in a dark room by himself going crazy. Bumming for cigarettes.
I like my free time with myself. I enjoy my own company.
Okay.
I do.
Oh.
What are your thoughts? Would you be willing to trade that week for student loan debt erasure?
So I actually work in corrections, and I am a student, and with how much debt I already have, I will be more than happy to switch cells with somebody.
It's only a week, right?
A week is nothing. Give me 2 weeks vacation, and I'll sit in there for the whole time.
6 days and a wake-up. That's
yeah, okay.
It.
Yes. It's yeah, okay. Three hot for 7 days straight. Please trade me spots.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, until y'all, somebody else's favor getter, then what you gonna say?
That's when you start getting the cookies and the brownies and all the benefits that come around day five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling up this morning.
Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you walk the red carpet yesterday at the Popeyes on Linwood and Prospect for the return of that Popeyes chicken sandwich?
I didn't, but my brother Classic did, and he got me one.
Folks say it's a little bit smaller. I don't know how true that is.
Nah, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. It's the same size, same great flavor. It was really delicious. I had the spicy one.
I might need to put in a little application over there. All this student loan debt I got, I could use the extra guap.
Woo.
89% of folks that carry debt say that it is overwhelming for them.
Mm-hmm.
How much they have to pay back for trying to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
39% went so far to say that if they could erase their student loan debt, they would be willing to do jail time. I'm with it.
Don't you think that when the American people talk like that, it's kind of a crisis at this point?
I totally think that this is a crisis for most folks. What do you say about this?
I would do that in a heartbeat. I graduated in 2010 with a bachelor's in communication. I'm still paying for it. Over 50 G's still.
That's right.
Hopefully I'd have that Bill Cosby welcome. I mean, I see him brothers in there playing PlayStation, watching TV, calling family from cell phones. A week would be nothing.
You want people throwing hot dogs at you, huh? That's what happened to Bill Cosby.
I heard he was getting the royal treatment too, though.
We can do that time standing on 1 foot.
This is not life.
I tell you, to get rid of that 50 G's, I'd walk myself up there to turn
myself.
Tried
to tell you, shoot.
All right, well, thank you for calling up this morning, my brother. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Back by popular demand, it's the Chief song.
Chief's Kingdom. Every team needs a player. But making field goals ain't no thing. Two or three extra points and winning the whole game.
Winning a home game.
And every team needs a player that can always make them field goals good.
And he's that kind of guy, so this is what I tell my dude.
We tell him to set up the play, then we make the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet. Just kicking, just kicking, just kicking. Set up the play, and then we score the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet. Just kicking, just kicking, just kicking.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the mid-50s today. Partly sunny skies. You're cloudy and 47 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Power fans watched episode 10, which is the mid-season finale. Not gonna be a spoiler and say what happened at the end. But I don't think it really happened. Anyway, producer of the show, 50 Cent, is now apologizing to his co-star, Natori Naughton, for making fun of her edges.
Oh, you talking about that picture floating around?
Yeah, he reposted a picture of her with a ponytail, and, you know, it looked like maybe the edges were not as strong as they used to be.
All right.
And so he threw shade. I thought that was inappropriate as the boss of the show.
Yeah.
That's like Myron coming in here and trying to, you know, roast us online or something.
Myron don't want that.
He don't want these type of problems?
I'm just playing.
Better clean that up fast, because you know he stay listening to this show. He going to be hotlining in 2.3 seconds.
Block the phone now. Nah, but you know, 50 don't apologize to nobody about nothing.
Well, he did apologize to her.
So yeah, this is, you know, this must have gotten to the sensitive side of 50.
And it's a sore subject. We don't need y'all talking about our inadequacies. Do you know how many times people talk junk about women and what is so-called wrong with women?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Stay out of a woman's edges business. Why do y'all even know what that is? You ain't got other man stuff to do. Mind your business about a woman's edges, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Colin Kaepernick celebrated his 32nd birthday over the weekend in Oakland.
Happy birthday, my dog.
He didn't have a party. He wasn't at the club. He wasn't tossing it up. He handed out backpacks filled with supplies such as clothes, snacks, air masks, and other supplies in partnership with his Know Your Rights Camp Foundation.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like me.
He also paid for a taco truck. Now that right there. Taco?
Now, out of all of that, you pointed out the taco truck as being the number one thing that you like.
That's not a big deal to you?
No, given the kids the book bags and stuff is.
That's beautiful. I like that, too.
It ain't even Tuesday.
Taco any day of the week. Did you just
now,
say that?
Now, if he would have pulled up with a Popeye's truck and gave out free sandwiches, now that would have been a different story.
And then y'all would have been nothing.
We would have been what?
Brian B. Shannon is the man. You know exactly what y'all would have been saying.
Oh, well, yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Patti LaBelle said that there's a lot of female singers out there that be dissing her, but uh-oh, it's not Aretha Franklin.
Who is it then?
She wouldn't say.
Is it Mariah Carey?
She wouldn't say. She said she got a movie coming out in a couple months called Patti's Sad Days. And y'all can watch that and find out who been shading the queen.
Make my wish come true.
Can't shade Patti. She's a legend. In and out the booth, okay? In the kitchen, she's becoming a bigger legend than she is in the booth.
I still got that macaroni and cheese that I got to bring.
Here we
it's
go.
In the freezer.
No.
I bought it. Miss Patti's mac and cheese. I'm going to cook it and bring it up here for you.
I'm scared.
Sample.
I'm scared for my life.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Andretta.
All right, let's see what you got, Andretta.
Lose myself inside her ebony. She ain't even checking me. Oh,
it's cool. We can do a little something, something. Is that it? I gotta keep going.
We're gonna give you a C for effort, because you know
you
didn't. Hold on, so you pleased with
yeah,
that
she'll
C?
Take it. She says it's passing. It's passing.
We got you entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to get a trip for two to go to Atlanta to see Summer Walker. And you're going to qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough. From Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!